He who offers Fajr and Asr Salah will not go to hell. Let's listen a riwayah to this. The companion Umara bin Ruwaybah narrates that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, whoever offered Salah before sunrise and sunset will certainly not enter hellfire. This refers to those who offer the Salahs of Fajr and Asr. The wisdom behind Fajr and Asr being distinguished is that, commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, there are two possible meanings to this. Firstly, he who offers Fajr and Asr Salah punctually will not go to hell permanently. If he still were to be enclosed therein, meaning go to hellfire, it would be for a very temporary period. As a result, this hadith does not contradict another that details how people shall become forth with their Salah on the Day of Judgment, but will have to apportion them to those whose rights they violated. Furthermore, in terms of its second meaning, this also signifies how those who offer Fajr and Asr Salah punctually will be granted the ability to offer all other Salah and avoid all sin. This is due to the fact that these Salah are weighty upon the carnal self, meaning the nafs. When a person is consistent in offering these two Salahs, he shall also be consistent in all the others. Now some people have this thought that other Salahs are not needed, and only Fajr and Asr are enough to ensure a person's success. This form of objection is baseless and cannot be attributed to any hadith. Bear in mind, angels of the day and night gather during these two Salahs, and these Salah are at both ends of the day. They are hefty on the carnal self, meaning the nafs, because Fajr is the time of sleep and Asr is the peak period for business. The rank of these two Salah is therefore distinguished. Dear viewers of Madani channel, very two important Salahs, Fajr and Asr. The person who prays Fajr Salah has also attained the rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way, he attains another rank while praying the Asr Salah. And when he is consistent in these two Salahs, he prays all the Salahs consistently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us mercy and help us in becoming consistent in offering salah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.